futures ended the week on a higher note. U.S. beef exports are forecast to be moderately higher this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains and Colorado through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was mostly inactive on very light demand. Live prices last week were generally $1 to $3 lower at $108 to $111 a hundredweight. Dress prices were $1 to $4 lower at $172 to $174. Through Thursday, the average five-area direct fed steer price was $109.52 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.96 less than the previous week and $14.48 less than the same week a year earlier. The average steer price in the beef was $173.06, which was $2.96 less than the previous week and $26.01 less than a year earlier. Cattle futures closed higher Friday. Bottom feeding might be one of the drivers, as was stronger wholesale beef values for the week, rising open interest, and a pause to increasing corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 93 cents higher on Friday, from 45 cents to $1.32 higher. Week to week, except for an average of $1.40 lower in the front two contracts, they closed an average of $2.33 higher. Judging by auction reports throughout last week, calves and feeder cattle prices were pressured significantly overall by surging grain prices, weaker cash fed cattle prices, and volatile cattle futures. Dangerously high winds in the Dakotas also weighed on receipts and demand at some sales in that region. The exception to weaker prices was in the Southeast, where states reporting on Friday indicated feeder classes sold generally steady to $1 to $5 higher. The Agricultural Marketing Service will issue its summary from last week on Tuesday. Week to week on Friday, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 72 cents lower through the front five contracts, from 20 cents to $1.25 lower, and then an average of $1.26 higher. That was with a bounce of an average of $2.02 higher on Friday. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out, January feeder cattle futures prices declined $8 since Christmas, and the March contract price lost approximately $9, while the August contract was down $5. As alluded to, plenty of the price pressure stems from the extraordinary and relentless increase in grain prices. Week to week on Friday, corn futures closed an average of 30 cents higher through the front six contracts. Moreover, in the latest Livestock Monitor, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center explain, the corn futures rally is following soybeans higher, and cash has struggled to keep pace, widening the basis for this time of year. USDA increased the forecast season average corn price received by producers to $4.20 a bushel in the latest monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. That was 20 cents more than the previous month, based on lower production and ending stocks. As for soybean futures, they closed an average of 41 cents higher through the front six contracts week to week on Friday. That's right, at an average of a dollar higher for those contracts over the last 2 weeks. USDA forecast the U.S. season average soybean price for 2020-21 60 cents higher at $11.15 a bushel. As with corn, lower estimated production and ending stocks contributed to the increase. LMIC analysts explain the impetus for surging soybean prices comes from adverse crop development conditions in Argentina, the third largest soybean producing country in the world and the leading exporter. Reduced availability of soybeans and soybean products from Argentina is forcing the world to focus on U.S. soybean supplies, LMIC analysts say, adding that tightening supplies support a rising price trend in order to bid more plantings of the U.S. crop this spring from corn and cotton. wholesale beef prices continued to gain ground. Week to week on Friday, choice box beef cutout value was $6.12 higher at $212.92 hundredweight. Select was $6.36 higher at $203.08. Griffith notes the rib and loin primals are driving the stronger beef market, with both of those more than $11 a hundredweight higher week to week. He adds that the chuck and short plate are also providing some support for the higher price, as the chuck was nearly $7 higher than the previous week, and the short plate value increased more than $5. Total estimated cattle slaughter for the week of 651,000 head was the same as a week earlier, and 18,000 head more than the same week a year earlier. Estimated beef production for the week of 544.8 million pounds was 22.3 million pounds more than the previous year. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending January 2nd of 920 pounds was 7 pounds heavier than the previous week and 8 pounds heavier than the same week a year earlier, according to the USDA Actual Slaughter Under Federal Inspection Report. The average dressed heifer weight of 851 pounds was 12 pounds heavier than the previous week and 19 pounds heavier than the prior year. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday. Pressure included a more negative outlook of consumer retail sales than the trade expected. Also, increasing movement restrictions around the world due to escalating COVID-19 cases weighed on the energy sector. Advance estimates of U.S. retail and food services sales for December were 0.7% less than the previous month, but 2.9% more than the previous year, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. As for energy, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $1.05 to $1.21 lower through the front six contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 177 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 27 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 114 points. Much uncertainty continues, but assuming no major new global health or economic disruptions, U.S. beef trade is expected to be supportive this year, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his market comments earlier in the week. As reported in Cattle Current, U.S. beef exports stormed back in November, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, with exports 6% more than the previous year in terms of volume, the most since July of 2019. Export value for the month climbed 8% year over year to $707.5 million. According to U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom, demand for U.S. beef in the global retail sector has been outstanding, and we expect this to continue in 2021. Although food service continues to face COVID-related challenges, we expect a broader food service recovery this year, especially from mid-2021, but we'll likely still see interruptions in some markets. Through November, beef exports were 6% lower year-over-year in volume and down 7% in value at $6.9 billion. This year, Peel says, beef exports are forecast to be modestly higher year-over-year, returning roughly to the levels of 2019. At the same time, beef imports are forecast to decrease from last year's spike to pre-COVID levels or perhaps a bit lower. Numerous factors will affect U.S. and global beef trade in 2021, Peel says, including exchange rates, continuing demand for beef in China, the rebuilding of the Australian beef industry, continuing trade tensions between China and Australia and New Zealand, as well as Mexico's economic situation. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.